For Indiana News Now, I'm Joe Ullery. Spam emails flooded Hoosiers' inboxes late Monday night, appearing to come from Indiana state government addresses. Officials confirmed a contractor's hacked account sent the scam messages. The emails claimed recipients owed toll fees and urged payment. State leaders say they ended the vendor contract in 2024. Isak Natiasari is the executive director of the Cybersecurity Clinic at Indiana University and says vigilance for scams is paramount.
There's this question about how far these emails have reached or how many emails were sent, but regardless of whether it was 1,000 or 8 million people, it's a clear reminder there's so much more to be done, and we just got to make sure that we're keeping that in the forefront of everything that happens.
No state systems appear compromised, but officials urge Hoosiers to avoid clicking the links. The Indiana State Parole Board heard final arguments Monday on the clemency case of death row inmate Benjamin Ritchie. Indiana Capital Chronicle reports Ritchie faces execution May 20th for killing Beech Grove officer William Tony in 2000. Tony's family and fellow officers urged the board to deny clemency. Ritchie's lawyers argue his brain damage from fetal alcohol exposure warrants mercy. The board will make a recommendation, but Governor Mike Braun will make the final decision. This is Indiana News Now. At least 500 workers in Indiana's RV industry are facing layoffs as the mobile home segment of the economy slows down. Governor Mike Braun says now is the time to prepare. He spoke at the RV industry power breakfast in Elkhart recently and pointed to rising interest rates, tariffs, and job losses as key factors in the RV slowdown. He said mobile homemakers have survived hard times before and urged them to plan and stay lean.
Perseverance. Running your business like you're going broke, you'll never go broke, because one of my relatives in the poultry business said if you run it efficiently, you're going to find more opportunity coming out the other end of adversity than you can ever imagine.
Braun reflected on his own experience as a small business owner during past economic crises and says companies grow stronger by treating slowdowns as turning points. Now to Greenfield, where a police canine died after attacking an off-duty New Palestine officer Monday night. WTHR 13 reports investigators say the dog got loose from its handler's home and bit the officer, causing severe injuries. The officer, while being attacked, subdued the dog. Canine Ace died during the struggle. The officer remains hospitalized. Greenfield police continue to investigate and review safety procedures. This is Indiana News Now. Find us at publicnewsservice.org.